Keep your eyes straight ahead. That's what you do. Scripture says, and Yodah, verse 22, Judas, Yodah said unto him, not Iscariot. He says, good teacher, good man. Rabbi, he said, teacher, how is it that you will manifest yourself unto us and not unto the world? How is it now? Here he is now. He was already made known or manifest in a physical form. Do you hear that, saints? Now they saw him physically. How are you going to manifest yourself unto us and the world not know you? There are many folks that have seen you. They've seen your physical form and your visage. How can you do that? Messiah answered and said unto him, he said, this is how. If a man love me, he will keep my words. Do you hear that? If a man truly loves him, now that is the first order of business. If you truly love him, you will not forsake his words. He did not say word, did he? Is there an A-S on there? So that means the plural form, doesn't it? More than just a word. He said, if a man loves me, he will keep my word. Look at this. My Father will love him. And we now will come unto him. Why? Because the Spirit of the Father and the Son is one. It is the Spirit of one accord. He says, and we will come unto him and make our fellowship or our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings or what I teach. He doesn't keep them. And the words which ye hear, he said, it is mine or it is not mine. What does it say? He said, the words that you hear, that I speak, they're not mine, but the Father which sent me. The words that I tell you, they're not my words, what Messiah said. But these are the words that the Father have given me to speak unto you. I am the word of Yahweh, manifest unto a generation that cannot receive truth, that does not understand truth, because they are always looking for something in a physical form to manifest itself in order for them to believe. The old saying of the proverb is, seeing is believing. Well, it's not so. If someone sees a sign that says wet paint, and the first thing they do, they will dry the paint and see if it's wet. So seeing is not believing. Faith doesn't come by seeing, it comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of Yahweh. He said, now these words that I speak of you, they are the words of Yahweh. Now I want to emphasize that for a moment. The words of Yahweh. I want to go to scripture. It says in Luke, turn quickly to Luke. Luke chapter 4, verse 4. This is when Messiah had this tremendous trial by the power of hell, Shaltan, that Yahweh, exposing him in the wilderness to thrust this wicked force of darkness upon him to prove that the truth stands against any opposition of hell. And that's what truth does, saints. It can withstand any trial, any battle. It withstands that. And so scripture says in Luke chapter 8, verse 21, Messiah, the scripture says in Luke chapter 4, verse 4, Luke 4, verse 4, this is how Messiah answered this dark beast of hell. He says, Luke 4 and 4, and Messiah Yahshua answered, saying, look what it says now, it is written, Psalms 91, he said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone. But by how many words? And that word every, do you think you know what every means? Yeah, it means that, but it means each individual part in particular of the whole. So, oh, you can look at something, well, you can look at all of us and still collective people, but it means each individual part or particular of the whole. That's what it means. All is a good expression, but it goes beyond that depth, saints. It goes beyond just all. It means each part, each phrase, each particular of the all. So the all has a particular. We are all here, but there is a particular. There's a David Lee, there's a Randy Hall, there's a Sean Paul. See, there is an all here, but there is an individual particular part of the whole of the all. And that's what we must live by. Each word, every part, everything he says. We must. If we don't live that way, then woe unto us. He said, man must live by every word of your way. Now, I know what the authorized version says, every word of God. But it says, every word of who? Your way. Messiah says, and the words which ye hear, it is not mine, but the Father which sent me. So the words I speak to you, they're not my words. So Shaltan, these words that I speak to you, they are not my words. These are the words of the Father. So I live by each part, each individual precept and concept. Everything that the Father speaks, we must do that, saints. And we don't do that. We live by those creeds and laws that we sense or feel is good for us. And it's wrong. That's why there is no spiritual light today. It's not the robust radiance power of his light in our lives. We can say it is. You're full of your hypocrisy, your own deceit, your lies, and you're going to die in darkness. So we must live by the whole. A very particular that the Father says we must. Scripture says in Luke chapter 8 verse 21. As Messiah gives us a new understanding of the spiritual relationship. And that's what the Spirit does. It brings about a relationship between us and the Father. We cannot have a relationship with the great Creator but by His Spirit. Messiah says here, he says, and he answered, Luke 8:21. And he answered and said unto them, he said, what you call relationship is greater. What the Father called relationship is not based upon the natural things. There's a new spiritual relationship that transcends every biological and physical law. That's what he says. He says this. And he answered them when they cried to him, your mother, your brother. He says, my mother, my brother, are these which hear. The word of your way and do it. How do you say you love him when he tells us the law of the Spirit and what the Father has commanded? He said that these are my kinsmen, those that hear, and we don't hear the word of Yahweh today. We hear our flesh. We hear our traditions. We hear our own carnal natural laws. He said, I'm telling you, my friends, these are the ones that are in relationship with me. The ones that hear the word of Yahweh. And the ones that do it. Now, we go beyond that. We make some other expression or we say that's not so. Then we call Messiah lie. And then if he tell us that this is the new relationship of the house of Yahweh, then if we don't do what he says, then we don't love him. That's just the truth. We can make it any way we want to. We can fix it any way we want to. But it's still the truth. You're not going to change anything. Neither am I. It is settled. It's written. It has been sealed by the blood of Messiah. Who is this family of mine in this new spiritual world? Law, a world that is governed by the laws of Yahweh. Those that hear the word of Yahweh. And they that do it. If they don't hear it, they're not of the kinsman relationship. And if they don't do it, they're not of the kinsman relationship. And if you love him, you will keep his commandments. You say you love him, we will find out what scripture says. It's one thing that scripture does, it discerns, it shows you what's in your own heart. See, that's what scripture does. And that's why we don't have a love affair with Scripture. That's why we love to gossip and lie and talk and spend time to that, because the discernment of your own heart is not revealed unto you, because the one that you're lying and gossiping with, you know that they're just as corrupt as you are. Hallelujah. But it's one thing that Scripture does, or the Spirit, or the law of the of Scripture, because it is a spiritual thing. It discerns the very intent, the thoughts of a man's heart. It shows you your heart. That's what it does. And that's why man today is not so eager to study Scripture today. He is not. Scripture says in the 11th chapter, Luke 11. I pray, Yahweh, bless you tonight. Give you strength in His truth. Scripture says in Luke chapter 11, 27. Luke 11, chapter 20, verse 27. Luke chapter 11, verse 27. It says, and it came to pass, as Messiah, as he spoke these things, a certain woman of the company, she lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare thee, or brought thee forth, and the paps which thou hast sucked. And that's what she said. But he said, I want to tell you something, woman. Yea, rather, blessed are they that what? Hear the word of Yahweh and what? Say, Brother Yosef, and keep it. Now, do we hear the word of Yahweh and keep it? Do we understand why we're not blessed, why we're not full with His excitement and His joy? For we do not have ears to hear. We have ears, but we hear not. We have eyes to see, but we see not. Now that's what Messiah says. He said, blessed is the one that brought you forth. And the path or the breast that you've laid your mouth upon. He said, I want to tell you something, woman. He said, blessed is the one that hear the word of Yahweh and that keep it. But a man can hear the Spirit of Yahweh today, he is a blessed man. Because there is a destroying of the will of that man, and the flesh has no power to establish his own righteous laws, but his laws and the creed of his heart is established by the truth of Yahweh, by spiritual law. So the one that hear the word of Yahweh and keep it are the ones that are blessed. And we don't hear very well today. We don't keep the sayings very well. We leave and we forget what he says. We omit what he says. We are a very forgetful generation of people. That's our blessing and anointing, saints. That we can hear the word of Yahweh. And then when we hear it, we treasure that gem in our hearts because we know it's a pure thing that will bring forth an excellent spirit in our hearts. So that's where your blessing is. When you hear the word and you keep it. That's where your joy comes from. When you hear the word of Yahweh and you keep it. Blessed are those that hear the word and keep it. We better begin to keep this. We better begin to buy truth and do not sell it. We need truth today. Truth. And you will know whether you have truth because it frees you from the law of your flesh. And you can do what the Father says. If you think you're going in doing 80%, you are deceived. If you think you're going in because you are a nice person, you are a fool. You're blessed because you hear the word of Yahweh. And you do what he commands you. You're not going in because you're black, because you're white, because you're nice, you're kind. Your righteousness is as filthy rags. And that is a minister cloth or rag of a woman. What good is that? It's a filthy thing. That's the composition of your righteousness. There's only one right. And he's the only one that can impart the right law and the right spirit. I don't want my right. Because my right is based upon lies and deceit, deception. Not his right. It's based upon his character, strength, who he is. He's Yahweh. He's the mighty creator. I want his right. I want his right. That is the truth. Scripture says in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 31. Acts chapter 4:31. What a profound revelation of truth here. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. It says that when he had prayed, the place was shaken where they assembled together. It's great anointing, the outpouring of the Spirit of Yahweh. And they were filled with the Kodosh Ruah. And that is the proper enunciation, Kodosh, not Kodesh. Kodesh has a totally different meaning. Kodosh are the things that pertain to Yahweh and the sanctity and the holiness of that, of the purity. It is the Kodosh Ruah. The Kodesh are things that are made sanctified or holy to use for the purpose of Yahweh. So it is the Kodosh Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh. He said, and they were filled with the Spirit, and they spat what? It says the word of what? But what it says in authorized, I know what it said. If they spat the word of Yahweh, with what? With boldness. When a man has that anointing, he will speak the word of Yahweh with great boldness. And they spoke the word of Yahweh with boldness, that there was no fear of what man would do unto them. That that's the boldness. It is the assurance. And you know what you are speaking. When they were endowed with the power, they spoke the word of Yahweh with boldness. Why? Because the Spirit can only speak the thing that it has heard. It cannot bring a new doctrine. It agrees with the Father and the Son. There's one accord there with them. Nothing else. And that is the truth. And it says in the next verse, it says, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart. You see that? See, that's what the word of Yahweh does when you believe. They don't tell me this, even this assembly, is of one heart. You have such diversity, corruption. You have fleshly hearts. You have corrupt hearts. When you hear the word of Yahweh, you will be of one heart. You have your sinful heart, your lying heart. You have your kinsman heart, and ought to be just one heart. See, that's what the word of Yahweh does. It transforms a man. That's why we don't bless they that hear the word of Yahweh and keep it. See, we don't hear. That is why Yahweh said ye to every assembly, he that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit speaketh in this hour. We need to hear what the Spirit of Yahweh speaks in this hour. We need to know what the Spirit of Yahweh speaks. When they heard that word, they believed, and they were of one heart and one soul. There was one purpose there. As the old saints would say, there were no big U's and little I's. They had one heart and one purpose. And that was to make known the power, the anointing of the Father. And that is what that heart does. It does all things to please the Father. We do all things to please ourselves. We are as corrupt as hell. We are wicked. We are degenerate. We are vile. They are one heart, one soul. Neither any of them that ought or had need of things which they possess was his own. But they had all things in common. No one said, this is mine. No one spoke arrogantly and said, this belongs to me. That's what that one heart does. Why? Because they know that there is an eternal kingdom. There's a purpose. And it's not one that is based upon the materialism and the things of this life. It is one that the natural eyes can never see. It is only through the eye of the Spirit that we can see. But if I began to walk in the Spirit, he began to discern the things of Yahweh. He realized the things that are spiritual. And he allows nothing to condemn him. I don't care what it is and who it is. It cannot condemn that man. And that's the truth. And so with the great outpouring of the Spirit, the word of Yahweh was proclaimed. You see, the Spirit of Yahweh causes one to desire to hear the word. Not all this skittish folly. No, it doesn't. We've been taught that by doctrine of tradition. That is not what Scripture taught us. And that's the truth. Scripture hasn't taught us that. We've been taught that by tradition and the ways of men, because they were corrupt and deceitful. And so they've taught us deceitful ways. And we've learned them quite well. It's almost impossible to impart from those things. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans 10, 17. Now we need faith to do this. I know what it says. I want to read it like it says in Scripture, Romans 10, 17. It says, Romans chapter 10. This is one of the few verses you all learn here. It says, so then faith cometh, or faith come by hearing. That's the only way you're going to have faith. That's why there's very little faith today, because we don't hear. And the only way we can have the ability to discern or to understand or to hear is that by the word of Yahweh must be preached unto us. It says in verse 18, but I say, have they not heard? Yes. Verily the sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the end of the world. So it's not that man has not heard, because this profound message has gone forth into the uttermost parts of the world. It is only that man has corrupt the truth. Saul said, we're not like other men that corrupt the word of Yahweh. Why would he make a statement like that? You tell me men can literally corrupt the word of Yahweh? We're such a gullible people because we don't want to hear the word of Yahweh. And he started with the foundational principles. He said, we're not like other men that corrupt the word of Yahweh. There are men that literally corrupt the word of Yahweh. They corrupt it. Like Eli and Hophni, Phinehas. He allowed those wicked sons to corrupt the ordinance of Yahweh and cause Israel to sin. And that's what men are doing today, saints, by the very same Spirit. 2 Corinthians. There it is. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 2, verse 17. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 2, verse 17. Look at what Paul says. He says, for we, or these brethren, he said, we are not as a few or many. He said, we're not as many. He said, broad is the way, and many there. He said, we're not like many which now corrupt the word of Yahweh. You tell me there are many that are literally corrupting the word of Yahweh? He said, that's what they do. He said, we're not like the many that corrupt the word of Yahweh. But as of sincerity, pure purpose of heart, our motive is pure, our desire is not for self-gain. The mind is so corrupt today, they don't realize that they are men today that walk in that same spirit as Saul. They don't corrupt the word of Yahweh, but they're sincere. They're having a pure motive. He says, but as of Yahweh, in the sight of Yahweh, speak we in Messiah. Now, how about they speak in Messiah? Because they kept the saying, they kept the commandments. And they loved him. And because they loved him, he loved them. And because they walked in the commandments of his truth, he did not leave them comfortless. And so what things we speak them with the assurance of what Messiah did, it stands assured. Did he not get up the third day? Did he not resurrect? So that is our power and strength of what anointing we have. It rests in what Messiah did. He says, so we don't corrupt the word of Yahweh. We don't do this thing for our own pleasure. It doesn't work that way. It's not for our own gain. It's for the will of Yahweh and for him to be the benefactor. That's what it should be. Should be nothing about us. Because we please him that we are benefiting. Ah, the mighty creator. I don't even know how to express that. I don't know. Maybe you have the mindset. I don't have it now. I look at some of the pictures that you see them in the newspapers. The Saturn and some of the moons and the things around that. Some of the beautiful creation of Yahweh. And the pictures are so vivid and so alive. Well, how do you know that those are the right colors? Well, they're the right colors. Because they do it by digital process. Just like those digital cameras we use. Don't they get the right colors? So that's how they do that. It's a digital process by numbers. And it brings the color so vivid and so astounding. And truly those pictures do not express the astoundment of the colors and the vast array of shades of colors that are beyond our natural spectrum. It doesn't. And yet we see the magnitude of this mighty creation of Yahweh. And it was all done by one thing. By His Word. He spoke His Word. That's what it was done by. Let there be night. Let there be day. And He divided it by His Word. If that's not profound, I don't know what's profound. Do I know how to express that? No, I don't know how to express that. Maybe you do. I don't. I know how to believe it. Because I know what He says. I hear what He says. And I believe that. But to express that in some form that there is an understanding to my natural mind, I can't do that. So what I do, I simply meditate on those things. And I simply delight in them. For there's a profound truth in them. Because You always said it. And that's enough for me. That's enough. That is enough. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17. You all know this one. It's one of the first things that when you all began to deal with us as newborn babes, we all will quote these verses. He says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17. He says, take the helmet of salvation. And we need the swords of the Spirit. What is that? Which is the word of Yahweh. That is the only thing that we're going to fight against our own enemy. And your enemy is your own corruption of your own hearts. That's your enemy. It's not my brother, my sister. It is the things that are vile and the spirits that are allowed into my own heart. And that's why we need a spiritual warfare or spiritual things of this warfare, of this battle. Because these are things that cannot be seen. But the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh, it discerns the heart and the intent. It judges the heart. It knows the heart. And that's what the word of Yahweh does. And so it can attack those things or those laws that are contrary to the laws of Yahweh, and it can eradicate them. It's a sharp, it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And it cuts, it removes, it takes out those cancerous type of things that pollute our whole body and our mind. There are issues in our hearts that pollute our whole mind. Our bodies, our intent. It is the issue of your heart, not someone else's. Your heart. Not your brother. It's your heart. The issue that pollutes you. The issue that calls you to respond the way you do. It's not someone else. It's your heart. It's your own corruption and your own vile, evil, and wicked ways. That's the truth. He says unto the saints of Thessalonica, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 13. 1 Thessalonians 2, 13. We need to walk worthy of Yahweh because He has called us saints unto this mighty kingdom blessing. Well, how do we do that? Joel says in 1 Thessalonians 2, 13. He said, for this cause, also thank we Yahweh with ceasing or without ceasing. You ought to thank Him all the time without ceasing. Thank You, Father. I bless You. I praise You. Something is wrong in your spirit when there is no thanksgivings unto Yahweh. When you can talk foolish and lies and sin and you can't thank Yahweh, thank Him. You are wicked, corrupt. Your heart needs a purging. You need to be sanctified. And this man of Yahweh is telling you. And he doesn't fret with one word. Hallelujah. He said, because when ye received the word of Yahweh, which ye heard of us, he said, you did not receive it not as the word of man. You didn't look at Pastor Robert and say, who you think you are. And yet there are you that do that. You can't critique Yahweh. You can't critique His Word. The Spirit of Yahweh, it simply assures the Word of Yahweh. He said, you didn't receive that as looking at some biological man and saying, well, I know his faults. Say, no, you did not receive that as from man. You received it because you knew it was the Word of Yahweh. He said, but as it is in truth, the Word of Yahweh, which effectually or it produced or worketh also in you that believe. The Word of Yahweh only works in those that believe. When a man hears the Word, he believes that Word. Why? Because faith coming by hearing. And hearing can only, your ear can only be opened by the Word of Yahweh coming forth. Well, how did you begin to hear? Well, you need a man that preaching have chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. That's how it's going to come. It's not going to come any other way. And that's what Scripture says. And so the effectual power of the working of the Word of Yahweh, it only comes by because we believe. And this is an unbelieving generation. We don't believe the Father. We believe lies and foolishness. Isn't that amazing how our minds are so easily taken by trash and lies? You can believe that with the Word of Yahweh. You will say, well, Pastor Roberts doesn't know what he's saying. You don't even study enough. You don't even give your heart over to Yahweh. No. You see, because my Father moves me in the wee hours of the night to get out, I want you to see what I'm saying. That's how He moves me. He moves me that way. I don't know about you, but that's how He moves me. It's not about a fleshly pleasure. It's about hearing what the Spirit says. And we need to know in this hour. We need to know above all things. We have every kind of foolish and frivolity. When it comes to hearing the Word of Yahweh, we don't have time for that. We don't want to hear that. We don't take much delight in those things. Thank you, Father. Let me move quickly. It says in Titus, turn quickly to Titus. Titus chapter 2 and then to Hebrews 4:12. Titus chapter 2. I want to read this quickly. Titus 2. It's talking to the aged women what they ought to do. It is sad because aged women and men don't do what Yahweh tells them to do. Now, I don't care if any of y'all get offended. It makes no difference at all. You're offended because there's no pure love for Yahweh. That's why you're so easily offended. He's talking to the aged women. He says in Titus 2:5, he's talking to them. He said, I want you, first of all, you need to teach the young ones. Teach them to what? To be discreet. To be sober. Most aged women teach them how to walk in folly and sin. How to rebel. Now that's what the aged women ought to do. They don't teach them. They ought to teach them how to be discreet, sober, their minds pure and clean. He said, teach them how to be chaste, pure. Pure from all carnality. Or seduction of carnality. They don't teach them that today because they are carnal and full of sin, hell and wickedness. He said, keepers at their homes, how to work in their homes, how to reverence their husbands, how to do things that please their homes. What they do today, they are full of their own wickedness and their sins and their corruption. And Pastor Roberts is a man of you always, and he will warn the house. He says, teach them how to be good, how to be honorable young women, how to honor themselves. Honor their husbands. Honor their homes. He says, obedient to their own husband. And that's what an elderly woman ought to do. Teach the young daughters how to be obedient unto their husband. For they are in rebellionness, and they have the spirit of rebellionness, and they talk in rebellionness, and the spirit is imparted into the young ones, and they rebel. Truth, Father. Why do you teach them that elderly? That the Word of Yahweh may not be blasphemed. Well, you don't teach them that. You're going to die in your sins. Say what you will about me. I will preach the truth. He said, when an elderly woman doesn't do that, you cause the young ones to blaspheme, to speak villainy against the Word of Yahweh. Well, Pastor Robert said that. Well, I just don't believe that.
See, you cause them to blaspheme. That's what it says. Take it up with the Father. We'll see how He responds to you. Hallelujah.
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, quickly. It gives us the expression of the word of Yahweh. Hebrews 4 and 12. I do pray and hope that you all will go over these scriptures. There are hundreds of others. I simply just picked a few out. I research them all when I study. This is the word that Yahweh gave unto me Sunday night. Brother Dale came to my house. He said, you just got up? I said, no, son, I've been up a long time. I heard you when you came in. You always wouldn't allow me to sleep. Until the wee hours of the morning, all I did was study. The word of Yahweh, I couldn't sleep. I lay down, but I couldn't sleep. I was restless. No, I don't need to go find a snack when I get that way. I need to go feed my soul. He said, for the word of Yahweh is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and it is now. See, when a man of Yahweh preaches the truth, it is a discerner of the thought. That's why folks get upset. That's why they get mad, because it discerns their thoughts. And it shows you your intent of your own corrupt heart. See, that's what the word of Yahweh does. And that's why folks get irrational. They get irritated, because they don't want to hear the word of Yahweh. It shows them every intent, every purpose of their heart. It's powerful, sharp. That's why they get uneasy. That's why they get edgy. Why? Because the word of Yahweh began to pierce them and show them that their soul has been separated from Him. It divides and separates. That's what the word of Yahweh does. We better get a heart to hear. Blessed are they that hear, or hear the word of Yahweh and do it. You need to hear the word and do it, my friends. You do that. It says in the 6th chapter of Hebrews, Hebrews 6, verse 4. Hebrews 6, verse 4. We must begin to leave the principles of Yahweh of laying on our hands and repentance and baptism. And we must go on into perfection. But that's what we need to do. He says in Hebrews 4, 6, he said, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened. Most folks have never been enlightened. They've never been. The truth has never been revealed in a way that there's a light that shines forth and a glow from their face, the expression. He said, if once we've been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift now, and we're made partakers of the Kodosh Ruah, the power of the saving knowledge of Yahweh, of the strength of His Spirit, he said, and have tasted, verse 5, and have tasted the good word of Yahweh, and the power of the world to come, if they shall fall away from the truth, it is impossible for them to be renewed to repentance. For they have rejected Messiah, and they have alienated themselves from Almighty Yahweh. It is impossible for man to eat the word of Yahweh and taste of this tremendous power, and to have this bread that melts in his soul, for him to turn his heart away from this, that he can be renewed, that he can repent again. This is impossible. And so most folks have not been enlightened. Well, what is enlightened? Well, there's a tremendous glow or a tremendous presence of them. We have not been enlightened. So what he's trying to do is enlighten us now in this hour to whom he is. And his purpose is will for our lives, that we may bless him with all of our heart, soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. I don't know how to express to say I love you, Father. But I don't ever want to be ashamed to say that. I don't ever want to be ashamed that my expression is not expressed unto Him. I mean, I can express my love to my wife in a way that's appropriate or acceptable. But to Him, I simply offer my heart and my hands. And so I bless you. Sure I do. Scripture says in 1 Kepha, 1 Peter, chapter 1. I want to close with these few verses. I want to read this. And then in Revelation, I want to close with three verses out of Revelation. It says in 1 Kepha, 1 Peter, chapter 1. I have verse 23 here. Now we know that the only way we purify our soul is by obeying the truth through the Spirit. And that's why most of our souls are not purified. We don't have cleansed souls. And then unto unfeigned or pure love for the brethren. That love of hypocrisy. And he says in verse 23, he said, being born again, not of corruptible seed. You tell me that folks have been born again of corruptible seed? He said, being born again, not of the corruptible seed now, but of incorruptible. Well, how? By the word of Yahweh, which live and abide or has power forever. That there have been things that we have been born again by has not been the word of Yahweh. It has corrupted our minds, our intents, our hearts. We have done things that were very corrupt. So we must be born again of this incorruptible seed. And that's the word of Yahweh. And this is how we need to hear the word of Yahweh preach. And above all things, you better pray for the men of Yahweh. Yahweh send them men with strength and character, power to preach. I don't care who he is. I will sit down. I have no compunction with that. None whatsoever. Just preach to me, my friend. Tell me the truth. That's all I want. We'll close from Revelation. Revelation chapter 6. Now, if you are a true child of Yahweh, this is our demise here by the powers of hell. It says in Revelation chapter 6, verse 9, I want to be one of these. My. Yokohana says, Revelation 6, verse 9, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the soul of them that were slain. For what? Why were they slain? For the word of Yahweh. We don't even kill ourselves and destroy our flesh. But he saw those that were slain for the word of Yahweh and for the testimony that they held. That Messiah is our hope. And there's no doubt about it. But they were slain because they held fast to the truth, the word of Yahweh. They would not deny the laws, the prophets. They would not deny because Messiah came to fulfill what the prophets and the law said. And so they were those that died for the sake of the word. He says in Revelation 19:13. He saw this mighty, powerful manifestation, representation of Yahweh. And he was clothed with a vesture. Revelation 19:13. His vesture was dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of Yahweh. See, that's who the Son is called, the Word of Yahweh. He is the Word Yahweh, not the Word of God, not the Word of the Lord, but he's the Word of Yahweh. He's the Word of Yahweh made flesh. We that have the Word of Yahweh, there's a death that shall come. And this shall separate us from the world and from the appetite of the world. It closes with Revelation 24. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. Yokohana says, and I saw thrones. I saw the thrones. And they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Yahshua, Messiah, and for the word of Yahweh. Why? Because he is called the word of Yahweh. He saw those that were beheaded because they stood and they took a stand for truth. They believed what Messiah said. They obeyed what the word of Yahweh said, what the law, the prophets commands us to do. And they had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or the hand. And they live and reign with Messiah 1,000 years. Who? Those that love the word of Yahweh. Those that have the word of Yahweh in their heart. The only man that is blessed is the man that receiveth the word of Yahweh. And he keeps that in his heart. And he doesn't allow his flesh corrupt that. Well, I know it says that, but I'm not going to do it. I believe this. No, it's not what you believe. It's what he says. And what is revealed by truth has nothing to do with your corrupt belief. For I will not be like many that corrupt the word of Yahweh. Well, it says that, but I believe this. No good. He commands us. And in our love toward him, we show we love him by keeping the commandments. What Messiah commanded us to do, we must do it. Simple as that. May Yahweh bless you. He give you strength and peace tonight. Cause your hearts to rejoice. I don't know how to say I love him, but I love you, Father. That's the only way I know how to express it. My quiet moments with the Father, I just love talking with him. The scriptures that he brings to my heart. I can't lay that in bed when he opened my heart to a scripture. I have to get up and see what he says. I have to say that. For it is the life of my soul. It is my eternal hope. Because everything else is going to fail. It's going to fall. The ship is sinking. Is sailing headlong toward the darkness of this dark power that is ruling the world. And the whole world is in it. I was reading today in the newspaper, the Charlotte Observer, that the whole diocese of Episcopalians, the bishop, he calls himself, he has said that we will begin to marry same-sex couples. It's an abomination. Spirit of the aphrodisiac. Aphroditus. It's a lust that burns all, and the soul of man. That they corrupt your sons and your daughters. And these are the ones that teach them and touch them. And you put your children in their hands. These are the ones that tell them how to dress, how to walk. These are the ones. I say warn to you, parents. You better lay your hands on them. And anoint them with the oil of Yahweh. That their minds may be pure and free for this world. He's going to tear it to hell. We don't understand the anger of Yahweh. You're not angry. You have gotten the time what you could do in your anger. No, I know our anger don't work the righteousness of Yahweh. His anger. Your anger, all of ours together, cannot measure to what his anger is. Because his anger is so righteous. It's so pure. It's not based on anything but what is pure and right. And he's going to cause this world to reel to and fro. It's coming. And it's not as far as you think it is. Keep playing, as the old folks say, you plan in your whorehouse. You will find out soon. And it's coming. May Yahweh give you strength and peace. And cause your heart to delight in the word of Yahweh. Blessed are they that keep the word of Yahweh. Hear the word of Yahweh. And purpose in their heart to do it. You do that, he'll bless you. May he bless you. May he give you strength and peace. May he cause your heart to be comfortable. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I bless you in Messiah's name. Thank you for the brothers getting home safely. Thank you. Give them rest tonight. I know their bodies are weary. Bless all the brothers. That's the hearts and sisters that have labored. All the work that have been done for thine honor. We pray. We thank you. Yahweh bless you all.